Probably still a little bit stressed. Shar, did you like that picture I sent you? From,
It's
pretty high up today. So I know
I did get nervous. It made me nervous when I looked at it, for sure. I feel like we dodged a bullet today, but we'll get there.
Yes, we will get there. Some things outside of our control. We'll get to it later on. There's lots of people wondering if there was some people chickening out today, but that's a valid.
Yeah, it's valid. It's the way we've all been. The way Strad and I have been complaining and about this. I don't blame people for thinking that. I can honestly say this wasn't about anybody chickening out. We're kind of my job has me on call all the time, and I'm kind of day to day as to when and what time I got to work. So we'll make it work. There were no cold feet. Just strictly circumstances out of our control. But thank you everybody for having and giving me the benefit of the doubt.
Man, some of the responses on Twitter, I was dying laughing.
Yeah.
Dying laughing. I was smiling, admittedly, Shogger.
Well, I'm glad that you're amused, friend.
No. I was smiling. I was going to say, I was smiling last night when the Tampa Bay Lightning won. Because I'm sorry, the New York Islanders, when you can't even, you had 10 shots in 4 out of 26 periods. You had one period in the last two games where you even had more than 6 shots in a frame. I'm just like, enough. It was not. This is not what you want on the front page when you're trying to promote your league, in my humble opinion. So the best team prevailed, and now they'll take on Dallas.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think, look, Tampa's been, they've been romping through these playoffs, and a little blip here and there, but beyond that, they've been really good. And, with Braden Point back in their lineup, it was notable to me. You know, he played, 26 minutes? And then they trotted him out for immediate availability today. So I think if there were questions about his availability, you know, they might have had him avoid the media today, but he was there. And I thought he looked fine in the game, other than needing to do a little massaging of some sort on the bench during the game, which was interesting. But, so I think if they're getting healthy and they are the better team, and I think it sets up for a real, real good final. I'm excited about it.
What are your thoughts on Stamkos? Is he going to make an appearance in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, I think if it goes, I don't know if it'll be, like, we know it's probably not going to be in the first game here, but I think we could see it. I just don't know that if there was no shot whatsoever that he would be here doing what he's doing. There needs to be a point to having a guy in the bubble. And if his timeline is such that it's just not happening, then why is he here? So, yeah, I would think that he's got a chance of being here. I really do. I think he's got a chance of playing. I'm poring over the tape and watching him at practice. And, you know, he went fairly hard at practice. He did some stuff that was, you know, he's pushing himself. So I just don't know why it would make sense for him to, if he's not available. Might be later, might be a few games in, but I think we could.
Yeah, I think we're going to see. I'm with you. Like, if they didn't think he could play, is he going to, like, good on him to stay the entire time in the bubble and basically be a black ace? You know, that's amazing for him to do that, especially, you know, he's got a young kid at home. So, good on him to do
it. I think it would be, you know, I think it would be great for Steven Stamkos to get into a few games here and potentially win a cup. Like, you know, he's a huge part of whatever this team does, and while he hasn't been part of this whole journey, to be able to get into a Stanley Cup final and play some games and potentially grab a cup, you know, there could still be meaning in that for him.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, Mikko Koivu was a topic of conversation. People wondering, hey, does Mikko Koivu make sense for the Edmonton Oilers? I really don't think it does, because if Mikko Koivu's coming back for a year, he's probably going to want to sign for a team he thinks can win. And I'm not sure Edmonton, based on what they did last year, is going to be a team that people feel can win right away. Now, you've got McDavid and Draisaitl, and it can turn around quickly. There's no question about that. But I'm just not sure he fits. What do you think?
Yeah. I like it for a couple of reasons. Can potentially be that third-line center that they're looking for. Maybe depending on the Puljujärvi situation. If Puljujärvi ends up back here, then he can be somebody that helps shepherd him into the league with a different level of comfort. So there's that as a possibility. I don't know how much game is left there, and you know, I'm not sure if he can hold down that role in the way they would want him to. And so I don't know if it's a fit either. But you know, I do know that they, look, they really believe they need a third-line center, and they're going to be scouring and looking. And so why wouldn't you at least consider it, do some scouting on his game and, you know, see what their sense is of where he's at. And interesting that they have made it so clear so early on here, though, by the Minnesota Wild. I found it interesting the way that that Bill Guerin's being very upfront with their intentions, with not just, you know, Matt Dumba the other day, Koivu now. I kind of respect that. I'm not sure if it's tactically the greatest thing or a good idea, but I like the way Guerin's handling his business.
Well, I look at Miku Koivu. You know, I think you want to treat people with respect. I think Bill Guerin is a former player.
Yes.
Says, you know what? This is what players want. Hey, man, we're not going to have you. There's 2 weeks. Like, it's not like anyone's trading for Mikko Koivu's rights, you know, to negotiate with him early, right? So I think this is a classy way. And the Matt Dumba one, I loved it from Bill Guerin. He goes, hey, I don't have to trade him, but I'm not going to make a false, hey, Matt, how's it going? Yeah, I'm not going to trade you. I respect that. And I think the one thing I've, and you can say the same thing, Shar, when you hear from players, the one thing that they get annoyed with is when they don't have honesty and they don't feel like they know what's going on. So Matt Dumba, hey, we don't want to trade you, but we might, because the situation with, you know, the expansion draft being what it is and the defense we have signed, hey, that's just the business. And I think Matt Dumba's like, okay, I might not like the answer, but at least I know where I stand.
Yeah, and I do think there's something to be said for being upfront with players, and that's, you know, and that's important. I think from a coach, you want that. I think players really appreciate it in the day-to-day dealings they have with a head coach, understanding where they stand. But I think when it comes to management, look, you're a family guy, right? He's probably, I'm not entirely sure what his family situation is, but, you know, if you're a player that has a wife and kids and there's some question as to what it's going to look like and you're trying to figure things out, yeah, I think when you can be upfront with people and show them that respect, that's good. Now, where it gets tricky is, you can have every intention of being up front, but things can always change, and then you look like somebody who went back on your word if, you know, you can't follow through. And I think maybe people get burnt sometimes by trying to be up front with their intention in the moment, and then they can't follow through. And then no one's necessarily wanting to hear the explanations. It's just more, oh, he didn't follow through. So I love where Bill Guerin's intention is coming from here, and I think it's good to treat people that way, and hopefully he can stick with that and that it works for him.
Ryan Rashog from TSN. Shogar Dregs just tweeted out contract talks between the Blues and Petrangelo have broken off. They've advised Petrangelo to pursue unrestricted free agency. So my question is this. They must have thought this a year ago, because why else would you have signed Justin Falk when you already had Parayko and Petrangelo?
Yeah, that was an interesting signing. I think we all went, huh, when we saw that. I think we all wondered what that was going to mean for Alex Petrangelo. Man, that's a good player that's going to go to market. That's a good, experienced Stanley Cup champion, captain, you know, can do it all on the blue line type player that suddenly is going to be made available. That'll be really interesting to see how that ends up going. But I think at the end of the day, too, there's probably an unwillingness to consider, really, really consider parting ways with Colton Parayko. That's got to be a tough one for them to wrap their head around potentially doing. And I think the amount that they like Parayko and what he does for them probably has something to do with the decisions that they make with Petrangelo as well.
Yeah, well, man, a lot of teams are going to want to line up to get this guy. And he's going to free agency. He'll get to pick where he wants to go. But he's likely going to be taking less of a cap hit than we would have thought a year ago, obviously with COVID and a flat cap and everything else. So it'll be fascinating. But, yeah, him going to market, I think there's going to be a lot of teams that will try to take a run at him for sure. He's, you know, he's got the triplets, so young family. But the good news is I guess he'll have ample time when he signs to pick out a house and move to whatever market him and his wife want to move to. But that's pretty big news on a Friday afternoon. Shogar, who are you picking in the cup?
You know what? There's something in me that says to go with the Dallas Stars because I wouldn't necessarily have picked them in any of the series yet so far, and yet they still keep finding ways. And with Tampa, a little bit of an injury history happening here, Dallas just seems to find a way. So I think it's going to be a close series, and I think it's going to be a good series. So I'll say the Dallas Stars in seven games.
Ooh, Stars and seven. All right. Well, Shogger, have a good weekend. And don't look at the picture too much, okay? Just try not to suck yourself out for next Friday.
I'll do my best. The fact that I got another week to just think about this is no good. I just wish we could have gotten her done today. But
I took a few other random photos, so I might just send them to you randomly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Have a good weekend.